inhales the smoke. But what difference did that make? The smoke went all over the theater. You can actually see the smoke in the projector light as it was going on the screen. How about writing a check in the store? Remember sitting at the waiting in line at the supermarket? Somebody had to write a check. Oh, then they had to fill in the amount in their register and all that kind of stuff. I can't remember the last time somebody paid by check at the supermarket. How about serving peanut butter in schools? I guess I don't do that anymore, huh? When I went to school, you had a choice between bread and butter and peanut butter and bread. And, I never had peanut butter in my life. But I know a lot of people, you know, love it and they don't serve it anymore. There's so many other things, too. It used to be so normal that today, never. Hey, it's 7 o'clock at WRJN. Let's see what's happening in the news this morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Floridians are returning to their homes, some to find the worst, a day and a half after Hurricane Milton made landfall. Correspondent Vladimir Dutier is in Tampa.
The high water is a problem, and folks here say that they weren't expecting the water here to surge because they were told this was not an evacuation zone, and so they stayed put and didn't realize that there would be all this flooding from the heavy rains.
At least 16 people were killed, some in tornadoes on the East Coast. Hundreds have been rescued. One, a man who clung onto a cooler in Gulf waters for hours. Many others are still missing. About 2.5 million homes and businesses still have no power. Governor Ron DeSantis.
In terms of our assessments and being able to bounce back, you know, I feel confident we're going to do that as a state. This power restoration effort is underway by all the major utilities. They've had the people ready.
Former President Donald Trump posted a video on social media.
The sun will shine again over the beautiful Florida that we love so much. I live there also. We love it so much.
Former President Obama rallied Democratic supporters in Pittsburgh.
If you elect Kamala and Tim, they won't be focused on their problems. They'll be focused on yours.
A rescue at the bottom of an old gold mine in Colorado. Officials near Cripple Creek say one person was killed, a dozen saved, after they were stuck for about 6 hours when an elevator malfunctioned. Taylor County Sheriff Jason Mikesell.
This 12 were all adults. Yeah, and they're all people that came here from out of state to partake in a trip down to a mine to see what it was like.
No word yet on the cause of that one death. Lebanese officials say an Israeli airstrike in central Beirut today has killed 22 people and wounded another 117. Najat Saliba is a member of the Lebanese parliament.
I don't think this is justifiable, and the killing is in no way acceptable.
They've announced the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Peace Prize went to a group of Japanese atomic bomb survivors.
This grassroots movement of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki is receiving the Peace Prize for its efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons.
The Nobel Committee has in the past honored efforts to eradicate nuclear weapons.
Elon Musk showed off his driverless robo-taxi at Warner Brothers Studios in Burbank, California last night.
There's no steering wheel or pedals. So I hope this goes well.
Cybercab drove him across the studio lot and dropped him near a stage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. Last night, there was a step taken towards addressing the concerns that led to the recent city council boycott. The executive committee of the council voted to pass an ordinance that would dial back the ability of Mayor Corey Mason to set agendas for city council business. The committee's decision addresses concerns that led to a boycott by 6 council members. The measure is expected to be presented at the full council meeting next week. The boycotting alders, including Melissa Caprillion, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, Jeff Coe, Olivia Turquoise Davis, and Henry Perez, are expressing cautious optimism about the progress. A Kenosha County school administrator has sent a letter to families and staff. She's addressing the situation about a teacher's aide arrested for child sexual assault. The letter emphasized that the alleged incident involving a 33-year-old aide at Riverview Elementary did not occur on school property or during school hours. Support services are being offered to the school community. That teacher's aide is expected to be in court for the first time today. The hero dog that went back to work after getting shot is turning in his leash. K-9 Riggs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is retiring after years of service. The department is hosting a combination retirement party and fundraiser Sunday at the Parkway Chateau, featuring K-9 demonstrations, tactical vehicle displays, and family-friendly activities. 3 years ago, the dog was shot in the head while taking down a homicide suspect. He recovered and resumed his duties. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
More injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve with an ankle that did not respond to treatments. The team signed another tight end, John Fitzpatrick, off the Falcons practice squad. The good news is wide receiver Christian Watson says he's close after suffering that sprained ankle 2 weeks ago against the Vikings.
You know, maybe the, you know, all of the training that I put in to get my body right for the season is the reason I came out of it with not as significant as of an injury.
Green Bay hosts the Cardinals Sunday at noon. The Badgers football team heads to New Jersey. They'll play Rutgers tomorrow at 11. Baseball, the Brewers say they know just how valuable Willy Adames is at shortstop, GM Matt Arnold.
We had opportunities to trade him, and we didn't because of how much he means to this team and this franchise. And it's not just, you know, what he does on the field, it's who he is. And absolutely, you know, acknowledge the reality that he's earned the right to explore the market. He deserves that, certainly, but we love him to death here, and he knows that.
That's Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have one more warm summery day to go, and then fall is going to kick in a big way this weekend. Today, partly cloudy, a little breezy. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 62. By Sunday, a few sprinkles, a little breezy, with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I don't often dwell on the past or even look backwards unless something is chasing me, and then I look back and I zigzag. That's how I lose them. But I started thinking about the past because there's a new iPhone out and a new update. And it made me think, you know, when we first got iPhones, we used them, we would talk. We would dial a number and have a conversation with people. And then we stopped talking and we started texting. And then Apple introduced emojis and bitmojis to communicate. And finally, I had to stop and ask myself, is it possible Tim Cook can't read? There's something that you just tap and onto a text, and it replies using a symbol. There are six options. Here they are right here. There's a heart, a thumbs up, a thumbs down, ha-ha, exclamation point, and a question mark. Was it just getting, was it too hard to type the word ha-ha? It takes the same amount of time to click on to the text, then select the ha-ha, as it does to type ha-ha. It doesn't make me go ha-ha for society. It makes me feel frowny face emoji.
Okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right.
Day's Night. I think I mentioned this once before. You know, the name The Beatles is never once mentioned in that movie. Not once is it mentioned. Now, you see the word, but they never mention it. How did they go through that whole movie without mentioning The Beatles? Huh? Hey, if you're looking for an argument, all right, here we go. Someone put together a list of the best cookies out there, the 40 best cookies. The top spot, Golden Oreos. I kind of agree. I love those. Toll House chocolate chip cookies came in second place, followed by Original Oreos. Keebler Fudge Strike cookies were next, followed by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Milk chocolate chip cookies. I love the Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies. Those are good. Nutter Butter and Chips Ahoy Original. In last place, Fig Newtons. But that's not really fair, because if you remember the classic commercials for Fig Newtons, they said they're not cookies, they're fruit and cake. So there, huh? It's 7-Eleven. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 79 degrees. Clear and 55 right now at Radio Park.
Working my way.
It for the Four Seasons at WRJN. Coming up after 7:30, Brett Hoffman back from Hollywood. We'll find out who he spoke to, what big stars he got to meet. Plus, we'll talk about the new movies out this week. But before all that happens, we've got Dick Graceffa in just a few moments here to talk about the high school football game of the week tonight at WRJN. But first...
Now I know that it's true. because breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, now don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Now, Neil Sedaka redid that song in the 70s, but a much slower version of it. So he had two hits with that one song. Hey, two birds with one, you know what. All right, it's 7:16. We'll talk to Dick Graceffa about the high school football game of the week coming up in just a moment. But first, we have Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Guy Ritchie is attempting to line up some heavy hitters for his new project. The director of films like Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is in talks with Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Tom Hardy to star in his new series for Paramount Plus, tentatively called Guy Ritchie's The Associate. Deadline.com reports that the hour-long drama will tell the story of two generations of gangsters in the UK. There is no release date yet set. Martin Scorsese is getting on in years and makes very long films. The 81-year-old director has been in this racket for 60 years and says he has no intention of slowing down. Deadline reports that Scorsese has put his project about Frank Sinatra on hold while he works on a movie about Jesus. The director says he was inspired to tell the story of Jesus after meeting the Pope at Vatican City last year. He says he is hoping God gives him strength to finish both films. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And locally, you can hear it on AM 540 WAUK.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
All right, Dick Graceffa joining me. We're going to talk about the high school football game of the week on WRJN tonight. Beautiful weather once again. Lows around 55. It's going to be a nice fall night. And we're playing the game at Hammes Field. Give us a lowdown on tonight's contest.
Well, it's one of the biggest games of the year. Both teams come in 6-1 overall, 4-1 in conference. Both qualified for the playoffs last week. This is a big ball game tonight because the winner of this game will have a stronghold on probably getting second place in the conference. So it's probably my biggest game of the year I'll be calling, until playoffs start. So really exciting tonight, Don.
All right. Bragging rights, too. Two Racine schools.
Bragging rights, too. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so this is the Horlick Rebels against the Case Eagles. This will be at Hammes Field, pregame, 6:30. And the first kick, the kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Who do you call who is your color person on the game?
Who's the other person?
Yeah, who's your color person on the game? Who does the color commentary?
Dooley.
Who's that?
Dooley. Double D.
Okay.
Double D.
Okay. All right. Now, next week, we've got another Racine school. Got Park playing. The Park Panthers against Indian Trail High School. And it says, and Academy. That's Indian Trail High School and Academy. I get it. All right, I'm slow. Right. But now that's the last regular game of the season because the playoffs start October 25th.
Yes, they do. And we've already got five teams that have qualified for the playoffs and could get a sixth one tonight with a win by Waterford.
And they'll get it all wrapped up by Thanksgiving because the state finals are November 21st through the 22nd. And you've been very lucky. The weather has just been beautiful for these games.
Yes, it's been beautiful. And again, as you said, we're going to have a nice night again tonight.
I don't know if you remember the good old days before they had press boxes at high schools. The sports people were sitting on the field with a table set up and a phone line. Nope. And that was it. Yeah, you came along when press boxes came along. Because when I first started in radio, they didn't have any press boxes. Some of the schools had a higher up thing, but it wasn't covered. It was wide open, and if it was raining, you had to bring like a plastic tarp to cover your radio equipment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now they got all fancy with artificial turf. And do any high schools have artificial turf?
Oh yeah. Oh, several.
Yeah. They get into the big time. Did you happen to see the Tampa Rays Stadium, Tampa Bay Rays Stadium? After the hurricane?
I did. I did last night. I saw pictures of it. So, wow, that roof just being demolished.
Well, I was talking to my daughter about it, and we both said the same thing. What was that thing covered in tissue paper? It looks like cellophane blowing in the wind up there. It didn't look like they had a real roof on it.
Yeah, it looked like more of a cloth type material.
I thought maybe they had a real roof on that place, but I guess not. So, that's going to take a lot of repair to get that roof done. And I'm sure a lot of the high schools down in Florida have their fields and stands ripped up as well. If that could take the roof off a stadium, could you imagine what it does to some of those high school fields down there? All right, quick review. Tonight, it's the Horlick Rebels against the Case Eagles. The game at Hammes Field. I was telling Dick before the game started, I drove by Case High School the other day. I was dodging all the orange barrels out there, and I couldn't see in. They got it blocked off. They got it with green stuff all over it. I wanted to see what the field looked like because it's brand new, and I couldn't see in. What's it? They block you from watching it from the... So, like the old drive-in movie theaters, they block it so you couldn't see the screen from the street. Well, anyway, so we're looking for a good game tonight. And then next week, it's Racine Park playing Indian Trail High School Academy. That's the last regular season game. Then the playoffs begin October 25th, and you'll be with the playoffs. Now, If you can't hear the game on WRJN tonight, let's say you got a relative out of town, you can listen to it at WRJN.com. However, you can also listen to the stream at DG Sports, DG for Dick Graceffa, DGSports.mixlr.com. I'll say it again, DG Sports, that's DGSports.mixlr.com. You can always hear the stream on that, no matter where Grandma is in the country, if she's in Arizona, maybe she's up in Alaska. Who knows where Grandma is? She can hear a game. Hey, Dick, we'll be listening for the game tonight again. Pre-game 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on WRJN. Have a good night tonight, Dick.
Okay, Don. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, high school football on WRJN. But right now, we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Never before in American history has there been such a presidential election. Oh, I know the historians regularly re-examine the machinations and ramifications of the Lincoln elections and the inglorious quest for the White House by Hayes and Tilden in 1876, after which interminable speeches and debates at last favored the former by a congressional vote. But what about this presidential election of 2000? For weeks, it was too close to call. Or was it? Nope. Somebody's did call it Bush, and confidently, and many days before the actual vote. In fact, many weeks before Florida certified and Gore retreated to impossible dreaming in the courts. Who knew in advance? Well, who ought to have known? The election night analysts ought to have known. Locked up in their rooms full of computers with exit polling data streaming in, those experts should have called the big race cold. Problem was, they should not have called it at all. And the trouble started as the nation would eventually painfully become aware in our own far southeast, handing Florida to Gore early in the evening. I mean, the professional prognosticators misinformed the networks accordingly, and the latter, eager to best one another in reporting results, perhaps even eager to paint more blue on the map, announced that the Sunshine State had gone Democrat, announced that even before the polls had closed. Republicans subsequently and justifiably howled that Bush voters in the panhandle may have been influenced, may have stayed home in despair, and what of states westward, where the polls would be open for hours more? Might undecideds there not hop atop the apparent Gore bandwagon? Of course, by dawn's early light, after Florida results had toggled back and forth through the night, there was much name-calling and blame-assigning. Some networks charged the analysts with jumping the gun. Some analysts reversed the charges, citing that television coverage, which they admitted that they had observed as they prepared their projections, subtly, insidiously influenced their closest calls. But one group had predicted accurately, absolutely. One group had pooled their intellectual resources, and 2-1 predicted Bush. And that same group has been predicting elections since 1956. That's almost half a hundred years. Since 1956, it has accurately projected the winner of each and every United States presidential election, including the super close Kennedy victory of 1960. Pundits noisily come and often quietly go, but one particular pre-election poll has called it right 12 straight, demonstrating of those being polled a wisdom, how should we say this, a wisdom beyond their years. For the voters in that perennially precise pre-election election, in all of the United States and the District of Columbia, they voted 2-1 for George W. Bush, reliably reflecting the final outcome of the confounding election. These were all pre-voting age school children, grades 4 and up, participants in our nation's oldest kids' poll, which is held every 4 years. The voters are the readers of the publication Weekly Reader. And now you know the rest of the story.
So I wonder what those kids are saying now. Forget about all the Marquette Law School. Forget about it. Let's get that Weekly Reader poll. They seem to know what's going on. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. We're talking movies with Brett Hoffman coming up next. But first, here's our news of the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine City Council took a significant step last night towards resolving the recent boycott. At an executive committee meeting, they voted to pass an ordinance limiting Mayor Corey Mason's control over council agendas. The decision addresses the concerns of six boycotting alders who protested what they perceived as an imbalance of power favoring the mayor. The measure is set to be presented at the full council meeting next week. If you missed seeing the light show last night, just check your feed. Social media was littered last night and this morning with the majestic images of the Northern Lights. The light show is expected to be visible again tonight in areas. The best viewing time is said to be between 10 and 2. Conditions should allow for good visibility across much of the state, especially in areas away from city lights. Foxconn is expanding in Mexico. The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. Kenosha's iconic Yee's Oriental Inn is close to a comeback. The restaurant, which closed in January after 68 years of operation, is being revived under new ownership. It'll be called Mr. Yee's Oriental Inn. New owners acquired the establishment with plans to preserve the menu while gradually introducing updates. The new owner said on social media this week that they're hiring, with an open date to come soon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It may not be making headlines, but the high path avian influenza impacting dairy making big news in California. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll find out the latest from Zach Bowers, dairy analyst with EverAg, next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
California's dairy industry getting hit hard by high-path avian influenza and weather changes. That's according to Zach Bowers, dairy market analyst with EverAg.
Basically, outside of Wisconsin, we've seen it hit pretty much every other big dairy state, and we have not seen the effects that we're seeing in California. Now, they're a couple weeks out from cooler weather, which I think is going to really help. But at the current moment, you've got cows that are down anywhere from, you know, typically when we heard it hitting other states, you know, cows would be down 10, 15 pounds. Holsteins would be. And then, you know, in 2.5, 3 weeks, they'd recover, be down a couple pounds, and then eventually get back to normal, right? The difference here is we're hearing cows down anywhere from 25 to 40 pounds on some of these sites, having 10% death loss.
Major impact high-path avian influenza is having on California's dairy industry. That's Zach Bowers, dairy market analyst with EverAg. He said right now they believe at least 100 dairy herds in California have been affected. Markets are next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped another penny and a half to 186.5. 40-pound block cheese up a quarter at 193. Double A butter down a penny, 264 a pound. November Class 3 milk going into cheese this morning up 24 cents, 21.69 a hundredweight. December corn's up a penny right now at 420. November beans are up 4 at 1018. December wheat, penny and a half higher right now, 605 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on market information and the numbers for you, starting off on a Friday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
WRJN Weather. We have one more warm summery day to go, and then fall is going to kick in a big way this weekend. Today, partly cloudy, a little breezy. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 62. By Sunday, a few sprinkles, a little breezy, with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
In 2022, I joined a dating app, and I paid $250 up front for the entire year. Because then you save $5 a month. The day after I joined that app, I get a phone call from this dude who I had met at like two dinner parties in the past. He was like, "Hey, Allie, I just happened to hear the news of your divorce today, and I gotta tell you, I'm excited." I am, Allie, because look, I have had a crush on you forever, and I actually told my best friend years ago that you were my dream girl. And I know this sounds crazy, but I want you to be my girlfriend. And I was like, "I just paid $250. You seem really nice, but I gotta get my money's worth." I told all my girlfriends, and they were like, "That is so sweet. I am so jealous." And then I told all my male friends, and they were like, "That dude sounds like a psychopath." That's how cheap and lazy men have become. That now, when a fellow man commits any act of kindness, any romantic gesture, it must be a symptom of an undiagnosed mental illness.
And on that note, let's talk to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. And before we talk about the new releases and everything, you just get back from a cruise with your family, and you went out on the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we're in the Western Caribbean for last week.
Okay, but before that, you went to Hollywood to spend a week hobnobbing with the stars. Here's the list of stars that Brett met and talked to in Hollywood. Give us the list.
Well, there's only two stars they met. We were actually screened Saturday night, which we'll talk about in a little bit. We were able to meet Jason Reitman, who directs that film. He was tremendous to talk to and really get some insight about the upcoming film Saturday night. And then I was actually in an event. I was part of the event, didn't get to speak with her directly, but Greta Gerwig was honored at an event we were at. It took place at the Beverly Hilton. That's the exact same room where the Golden Globes take place at. So got to see Jason Reitman and Greta Gerwig. That was fun. We watched both Gladiator 2 and Wicked and Saturday Night as well. So got some movies in, got to see some of the stars, but also got to talk with studios, and hopefully we can talk all about that. Yeah. But a wonderful trip, and all I'll tell everyone is we've got a ton of great product coming up for this fourth quarter of 2024. A lot of great things coming to close out the year on the big screen.
Did they show you part one of Wicked, or you got to see parts one and two?
Well, I just saw part one.
Oh.
That's the only thing I got to see. Yeah.
Wow. Do they actually sing in there like the Broadway musical, or do they just tell the story?
It is a musical. There is singing in this one.
Okay, because the trailer, it makes it look like it's not. But, you know, I saw the Broadway musical Wicked, and I got to tell you, it's phenomenal, but there's a lot of singing in it. I was just wondering why the trailer didn't show that.
Yeah, I can get into it. Yeah. I'm under NDA not to disclose any plot or anything like that.
Oh, it's just between us.
Yeah, that's right. But I will tell you, everyone's going to have a great time at the movies coming up.
All right, let's talk about that. We have six new films opening up, if I count right. Six new movies opening up today. That's a lot. Let's talk about them. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the first one is a really interesting concept. It's this movie, Piece by Piece. It's an animated film, and it's kind of a journey, a biography through the life of singer-songwriter Pharrell Williams, but they just didn't do a straight documentary. You know, his life is so interesting with what he's done, but instead of doing this documentary style, they actually did it with Legos. So when you watch this, it's a documentary with Legos animated about the the singer-songwriter Pharrell Williams. It's getting some great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So not a typical family Lego film, but a fun film for anyone to go out and see. It's getting great reviews at Rotten Tomatoes. So if you're a Pharrell fan or just want to see something very unique on screen, it's a great picture. Go out and check this one out. It's called Piece by Piece. Now, the next one is a really interesting concept, which I really like. So this is Saturday Night. It is the story of what happened during the 90 minutes right before the first ever broadcast of Saturday Night Live in 1974. So really interesting to watch what goes on. Jason Reitman directs this one. As I mentioned, I had a chance to see this. I had a chance to hear him speak about the movie. And it was really interesting talking about what they did. They went and they interviewed everyone that was around that night and tried to figure out what went on among the calamity that was ensuing between getting Saturday Night Live on the air for the first time. And they said they interviewed a lot of people. They said there were all these different stories. They said some of them contradicted each other. There was all kinds of things, but they put it together. And the first 90 minutes of this movie, are basically filmed in real time. So you're kind of watching people as they're going through in the chaos of getting everyone together. And then also, as people don't know, is that NBC was deciding whether to air this or not. You know, they were either going to run it live or they were going to make a decision to play a rerun that night of something else. So that's kind of what they were looking to do. But the chaos that ensues, everything that's going on, it has a great energy to it. It's getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a really interesting one. And I'll tell you, after you see this movie, you cannot help yourself but to go to YouTube and try to watch the first episode of Saturday Night Live that ever happened after you see this one. So that's Saturday Night. It's a really neat picture. It's being put up by Sony Pictures, and I'd recommend people go see that, especially anyone that's a fan of the older Saturday Night Live or just likes to see comedy.
You know, it's really amazing. 50 years later, Lorne Greene is still at the helm at SNL. He's still running the show over there 50 years later.
Yeah, I mean, it's had a great legacy, but it's really interesting to see that this airplane might have never gotten off the ground. You could see 90 minutes before it made, you know, it actually got up in the air.
All right. Now, third film opening up.
Terrifier 3. So the first Terrifier came out. It was kind of a niche film and basically developed a following. This is a film not for the faint of the heart. Obviously, this is a Halloween slasher type film. Terrifier 3, it deals with Art the Clown, and this time he's terrorizing some residents before Christmas Eve. So if you're a fan of Halloween movies, of slasher films, you probably would like Terrifier or Terrifier 2. And Terrifier 3 is right up there, and it is also getting great reviews among the horror community. So that's Terrifier 3. And our next film is an anime film. So there's something for everyone this weekend. This is My Hero Academia. You're next. It is in both subbed and dubbed. My Hero Academia had tremendous success when it was on big screens a couple years ago. So if you like anime, enjoy anime, or just looking to see what it's all about, this is a great bona fide picture to go see. My Hero Academia, You're Next. That is an anime title. Our next one is in moderate release, but it's playing in Racine. It's The Apprentice. The Apprentice is a drama about, a biodrama about Donald Trump's ascent to power. So that's called The Apprentice.
But there's somebody playing him. It's not like he's not in the movie.
That's right. Okay. That's right. He is not in the movie. Okay. This is not a documentary. It's a biodrama.
Okay.
And then the last movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas re-release. This one is always spectacular on the big screen. Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. It's on screens in both 2D and 3D, and it looks absolutely spectacular on screen. Disney started bringing this out a couple years ago, bringing it back to the big screens, and demand is so high during the Halloween season that they've just kept bringing it back every so often, and it's a great tradition. So if you haven't seen this one on the big screen, it's really neat. People know it. They love it. So A Nightmare Before Christmas, Disney's re-releasing, and go check that one out. It's actually rare to see Disney releasing older catalog titles without a specific purpose, and right now they see that this is something that people are asking for, so they're putting it out again for this Halloween season. a nightmare, the nightmare before Christmas.
Remember when Disney used to release all their big animated classics like Pinocchio, Snow White, and Cinderella every 7 years? They stopped doing that.
Yeah, that was an interesting concept where there's always new Disney movies, but they'd always bring back a classic title. And, of course, back then it was a little different, but it was always, which one are they going to release this year? Is it going to be Bambi? Is it going to be Pinocchio? What's it going to be? Snow White. I remember I saw quite a few of those as a child when they came back. Nowadays it's a little bit different, obviously, with video and things like that. But, you know, occasionally they do re-release those back into screens, and I think it's really fun when they do that. It's a different style animation than people are used to, but I think it's also really neat to appreciate that, especially when you see, you know, the fact that these movies are getting close to 100 years old when you really look at them. Yeah. You know, some of these. So, yeah.
Well, and, you know, it was an interesting concept every 7 years because there was a new generation because they would show it this year, whatever year it was. And if the kid was 1 year old or just born, by the time they were 7 or 8, boom, let's do it again. And the same process every 7 years. Interesting concept. We're talking to Brett Huffman from Marcus Theaters. We've got more coming up with Brett in just a moment, including his trip to Hollywood. We've got a whole bunch of lists, a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Don't move. Stay where you are. Local news, timeless hits, and movie talk at 747 right here at WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
All right, we're talking to Brett Huffman of Marcus Theaters. He is here. We're talking about movies. Now, let's just backtrack a little bit. 6 new movies opening up. We talked about that. We'll review them in a short time from now. But you went to Hollywood. Let's talk about your Hollywood trip and some of the things you did there.
Yeah, very good. Well, like I said, I went over there. We saw the studios. We met with them, and we talked about upcoming films that are coming up. And there is just a tremendous slate of great movies that are coming out. And I saw a few of them, as I mentioned. I saw Saturday Night, which is on screen right now. And I'd recommend anyone go out to see that, especially Saturday Night Live fans, to see that, the 90 minutes before the first Saturday Night Live film. I also saw Wicked and Gladiator 2. And then also wanted to talk about other movies coming up. So there are a few movies coming up.
Gladiator 2, is that coming to theaters?
Gladiator 2 is coming to theaters.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought that was good.
In fact, that's right before the Thanksgiving holiday. You're going to see Wicked is being released. It has a early access showings on November 20th. And then November 21st, you have Gladiator 2. So you have two big Titan movies that are coming out right before Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving. It should be wonderful for a bunch of things for people to go to see.
I'll tell you, it's one of the best Broadway musicals I've ever seen, Wicked. We saw it in Chicago, actually, but it's spectacular. And the idea is really good. How did the Wicked Witch become wicked? How did that happen? And they'll answer the question for you when you see the movie with some great music. Great songs. They always say, you know, when you have a hit musical, if you leave the theater humming a tune, then you have a hit. And there's so many songs you'll be humming a tune when you leave the theater after seeing Wicked. Okay, let's go.
That's what I say. You've got Wicked, you've got Gladiator 2. They're being released in November. As I mentioned, I can't tell you anything about the plot details. I'm not even supposed to say what I thought about the movie, but let me just say this. Everyone is going to have a great time watching these movies. They are spectacular. We'll get into it in a little couple weeks, but they are spectacular, and everyone's going to love them. Tickets are on sale right now for Wicked and for Gladiator 2. They just went on sale this week. So I'd encourage people to look ahead. Look and see what the family is doing in November. Go to these early access and these opening night screenings, and I'll tell you why. There will be nothing like watching either Wicked or Gladiator 2 with a packed audience on an ultra screen or a super screen. I saw it in an auditorium with a few hundred people, and they were spectacular. When you get the reactions, when you feel the vibes of the music in Wicked, it just does something for you. And when you're watching the action inside of the Colosseum, which this movie is directed by Ridley Scott, so when you're watching that action, you kind of feel like you're there hundreds and hundreds of years ago with others cheering along. So I think these are great movies to go see. I'd recommend people make their plans to go see them on the first couple opening nights, because there's just something magical about going to see those, because they're both on sale.
When you saw Gladiator 2, did they splash blood all over the people in the theater? Like one of those gimmicky movies of the 1950s when they used to put the vibrators in the bottom of the seat in the movie The Tingler? Anything like that?
No, it was not gimmicky, but like I mentioned, not revealing any details, they don't need it. I'll tell you that much. They don't need gimmicks to drive people.
We'll get to that if you don't worry. We have our ways.
So I'd recommend to go see those. Go check out tickets for those two movies. They're coming up. The week before, there's a fun film called Red One that comes out from Amazon and MGM. This stars Dwayne Johnson, and he is a person that needs to figure out what happened to Santa, because Santa has been abducted. And both Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans team up to try to find Santa, who's played by J.K. Simmons, and figure out what happened to Santa in the movie Red One. And just like you might see, Red One is the code name that they use at the North Pole for Santa when he's on the move, or they need to find him, or something's going on. So Dwayne Johnson's part of that security force. Red One is the code name for half for Santa. That should be a great family film that's been released on November 15th.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it the other day when I saw Beetlejuice. It looked like a fun movie. And J.K. Simmons, if people don't know who he is, he's the guy in the Farmers Insurance TV commercials. That's J.K. Simmons. You know, Farmers Insurance. Mm-hmm. He's been in a ton of movies over the years, just a lot of them, but he's now known as the guy from the Farmers Insurance TV commercials. All right, what else is going on?
Yeah, so that's what's going on. Otherwise, we have a fun event coming up on October the 19th. It's Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Check this out. It's a family event. Anyone can come. Anyone is going to enjoy this one. If you come in, we're going to show E.T. or Despicable Me. We're calling it the E.T. or Despicable Me Halloween Parties. included is movie admission, trick-or-treat candy, and a bunch of just Halloween-themed crafts and games and things to interact with. And I'll tell you, this one should be great. Despicable Me 4 was excellent if people are looking for an animated movie. Otherwise, we decided to bring back E.T. because E.T. is a movie that stands the test of time. It, of course, occurs during the Halloween season. They go trick-or-treating in the movie, actually. And I think E.T. is one that's so resilient when you look at that. And looking back at E.T., I actually had to look back and remember E.T. for myself because I saw it at such a young age. But there were a couple things that stood out for E.T. just to drive people's memory, hopefully get them excited. And Don, here's what I thought was most interesting when I remembered it.
Yeah, I want to talk about some of this trivia. It's really good.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that I think people don't realize is that Reese's Pieces, which became known and sales exploded, was not the first candy choice to be in the movie, which is phenomenal. They actually went to the Mars company and basically pitched having M&Ms to be part of that movie. And what do you know? They turned down the product placement. So then Hershey swooped in and did Reese's Pieces, and the rest is history.
And by the way, where's that executive that said no? Where is it? What street is he sweeping today?
I've never seen an interview with that person, and you'd think maybe no one wants to admit it.
Yeah.
you'd love to be known as the guy. Yeah, they came into my office, they offered me ET, and I turned it down.
No, he's in the witness relocation program. Okay. All right, what's next with ET here?
Let's see. It was actually the number one movie at the box office for quite a bit of time. So it was the number one movie at the box office for several years until Jurassic Park came along in 1993. So it was released in 1982, was the number one movie for 11 years until Jurassic Park came along, and still to this day holds the record. It has the most weeks at number one at the box office with 16, and that record has not yet been broken. So that's very phenomenal there. And as a result, it was nominated for 9 Oscars. It won 4. It won Best Original Score, Best Sound, Best Sound Effects and Editing, and Best Visual Effects. Of course, a lot of people think maybe it should have won Best Picture that time just because of how much of an impact that it had.
Talk about that video game debacle. What was that about?
Well, this is really interesting. So the movie was so popular that it's said to inspire the worst video game ever because everyone wanted to capitalize on the popularity of E.T., so Atari rushed a video game for E.T. into production. Supposedly, designers were only given 5 weeks to code and design this video game to get it into boxes and to ship out to be available for the holiday season. It was considered a flop. There are documentaries about this. Just search YouTube E.T. video game, and you'll see all of the neat story around this one. But it's a flop. It's considered the worst video game of all time, and it's because they tried to rush this thing out in time for the holiday season that year, and it inspired the worst video game of all time. But other than that, you see, this is a classic. It was number one for so long.
Yeah.
And again, we're showing it. It's a rare time to see E.T. on the screen. And I'm sure there's plenty of people that are younger that haven't seen this one. So next Saturday, go check it out at the E.T. Halloween party. It's next Saturday. And there's a lots of different things like candy and games and Halloween crafts that you'll get along with the movie.
What do you say? Elliot, be good. You know, just to wrap up real quickly here. When I was a kid, our local theaters, the Bar Harbor Theater and the Amity Theater, used to have Halloween costume contests. And before the movie started, they used to bring people up. Actually, after the movie, they used to bring people on that stage, and the manager of the theater would have a microphone, and he used to introduce the kids in the costume, and everybody in the theater voted by clapping. I don't know how they could tell who won, but they always picked somebody. And they said, applause if you like number one. Two, and to me, it sounded like everybody got the same amount of applause because there's kids in the audience. But that was fun stuff. They don't do that anymore. Of course, there are no stages anymore.